Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, I know. Crazy Wednesday, right? we're already this far into this week. I love it. Thank you very, very much for hanging out with the Chet Buchanan Show. Again, still moving forward with the co-host situation. We have identified a candidate, although don't be shocked if we get greedy and have more than one around. I can't get all the way into it right now, but we loved everybody so much with Jen and Michaela and then Christina. I don't know if you already know the story with Christina, but she has also studied. She went back to grad school during COVID and was working towards being a marriage and family therapist. She's got enough hours for her degree, and then she's got to do like another 2,400 hours with clients and whatnot. California does not have reciprocity with Nevada. So the hours have to happen in California, and she can't do it in Nevada. So she had to drop out. Don't be shocked if we try to find a way to get both. I don't know that I can. I may be saying too much, but don't be shocked if we get greedy and try to have both Jen and Michaela in different sorts of roles. But corporate's involved, and there's, you know, a second set of interviews and other stuff that's happening above my pay grade. And hopefully we will have something happening soon. In the meantime, Bruno Mars has extended the residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM, 12 additional shows. We have tickets before you can buy them later on today, probably around 7:40. J-Lo in July, we got that. Dune Part 2, the advanced screening later on this month. All of that coming up, and lots of fun as always, and we would love to have you be a part of it at 702-364-9898. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Kind of a slow news day yesterday, coming out of the three-day weekend and post-Super Bowl and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, it was busy around town because it was raining and whatnot. And we're on, as you may have noticed, we're already on our way out of that. And could be 70 again by this weekend, which that's the really cool part. Well, you know, while you've talk to your relatives and stuff back east, and they're talking about, yeah, we had more snow and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, we're wearing shorts, and it's pretty awesome. It was kind of a slow news day yesterday, like a lot of different tech stuff and whatnot. This was really wild. There's some former Disney Channel stars, you know, they continue acting and singing, and Selena Gomez comes to mind, and the other people from that class. Some write books, some people host podcasts. Then there's a girl named Bridget Mendler. Look her up. Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-I-T, Mendler, just how it sounds. You might remember her from Good Luck Charlie. I barely remember Good Luck Charlie. Or Wizards of Waverly Place, of course. She's on a new path now. into orbit. She and her husband, she's all grown up now, she and her husband have started a company called Northwood Space. And her quote is, they have their sights on building a data highway between Earth and space. It's crazy. They want to make it easier to transmit data, however you pronounce it, to and from space. And while I can't say this with absolute certainty, I would bet a lot that she's the only former Disney Channel star that got in that field. But it's crazy. Wild. Again, Bridget Mendler. Good for you, dude. Again, Bruno Mars tickets before you can buy them coming up in a little bit. Jennifer Lopez tickets for you. Also, we'll get you into Dune Part 2. All of that coming up. Good feeling stories of the day. And more on the way. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day. This is really good. The FDA has approved the very first drug to treat severe food allergies. Things like milk and eggs and peanuts. Peanuts, finally, can we figure that thing out? Very interesting to see what that looks like moving forward. They also approved the very first drug. Who knew after all these years that there is not a drug to treat frostbite? There is now. Pretty good. Also, a digital artist in New York, his name is Max Kolomatsky, has been helping out random people by redesigning their flyers for things like cleaning and babysitting services, the kind with the phone number at the bottom that you tear off. He does it for free. And he doesn't even tell them. So like if there's, it's just okay, you know, and then he's like, here, let's make this better. So people will be more inclined to use the service. He found like the one that's online, you can see it on YouTube. He found a boring one for a cleaning service called the Clean Team and then made it where they look like superheroes and stuff like that. It's nice. And he didn't have to. And I think he just enjoys it and whatever. Then there's this, okay, a guy in Nebraska was cleaning out his glove box. He found an old, unscratched lottery ticket for a game called Trucks and Bucks. And he won the grand prize, a brand new Ford F-150 pickup. He'd been driving around with the ticket in there for months. They also, because it's trucks and he got the Ford F-150, they also took care of the taxes. That's where the bucks comes in. The full thing valued at $81,000. And I don't know why I want lottery here. I just do. I think it would be great. I get it. We shouldn't have to wait in line in Prim. And by the way, I'm the guy that goes, forget it. I will drive. If it gets big enough, I'll drive all the way to Baker. I don't care. I'll do it. Those are your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hey, by the way, before we do anything else, later on this morning, former associate producer of the Chet Buchanan Show, Michael Lasso, is going to be honored by the city, the county. I'm sure they're doing a day in his honor. I think if you get a speeding ticket, you can send it to him and he can get it taken care of for you. I don't know, but Michael Lasso, better known as Samich on this show, was with us, you know, pre-pandemic for about a year and a half, I think. And if I had to guess, it was around then. And he was the guy that when the dude tried to jump over the bench and get after the judge, he's the guy that saved her life. And the judge will tell you that. And he is going to be honored this morning. I'm sending him a text right now. I would love to have him on the show. Would love to. But even more than that, I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to him forever. I sent him a couple of texts after the whole thing went down. But I knew everybody was all over him. So I just kind of just let it marinate a little bit. But yeah, I think it's time to properly honor our buddy. for all of that. And I just think it's cool. See, good things do come out of this show on occasion. It's awesome. Adrian, there's hope, bro. There's hope. Does your mic work?
Yeah, I hope so. Are you able to hear me, Chet?
Did you turn it on? I hear you in the background. I don't know if we hear you in the foreground or not.
Oh, wait a minute. I feel like this is a background situation. See what happens when I'm by myself, Chet.
You're pulling back a little too much, curtain. So listen, this is the big story. This is the big story that that everybody's telling today. So we know that mixing water with electronics is bad. Mixing water with uncooked rice supposedly is good, right? So we all know about the quote unquote hack. If you drop your phone in the toilet, right? How you supposed to dry your phone out? You put it in a bag of rice. We all know this. Put it in a bag or a bowl of rice. We've heard this for years. Apple is coming out today now saying, do not do it. iPhones are more sophisticated than they used to be. As we all know, they all claim to be able to handle certain levels of water. They even have a liquid detection warning on the new iPhones that tell you if your USB-C port gets wet. They say don't. Why? Okay, don't. Oh, I see why. They say dry the phone with a cloth. Tap the phone gently to drain the water out of the ports. Leave the phone in like a dry area with airflow. Don't put cables in it till it's completely dry. They also say, don't insert a foreign object like a cotton swab or a paper towel into the connector, because don't try to help is really what they're saying. And don't put your iPhone in a bag of rice, because the rice could get up in the USB-C port and damage your iPhone. Everything we ever knew is wrong. With that in mind, will you call 702-364-9898? Caller number 25 right now. We've got a special, man, remember when we used to do these all the time? Now let's bring it back. A special screening. We'll give you 4 tickets to go see Dune Part 2 Monday night at Town Square. We'll put you in a drawing. You got a 1 in 5 shot, 1 in 4 shot, I think. Don't hold me to that. You've got a really good shot at getting a gift card to Brio that's well enough for dinner for 4. It's like $400 to go to Brio there in Town Square. So that would be nice. Dinner and a movie. Caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. And all I want to know is how did you destroy your phone? I am not a phone destroyer, but there's another in my electronics. There's an object that literally just shakes in fear every time I go to touch it, because the chances of me destroying this device are, every single time I touch it, are really, really good.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
All my favorite songs, and it wakes me up in the morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
You guys are my favorite.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Carrie, first things first, you're caller number 25, and we got 4 tickets for you to go see Dune Part 2, and we might even be sending you to dinner. So that's good, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Did you hear the other thing? You're not supposed to, if you drop your phone in the toilet, you're not supposed to put it in a bag of rice anymore. Now what do we do?
I don't know. That's just a staple, right?
I guess you just dry it with a cloth, and then I'd be inclined to like hit it with the hairdryer, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if you're supposed to do that or not. I don't know. So when did you destroy your phone?
Which time?
What's the first one that comes to mind?
A washing machine. It was years and years and years ago. So there's been a pool. There's been, yeah.
So. That's why you don't do laundry when you're drunk. That's awesome. You washed your phone?
Yes. Yes, for sure. At least once.
Give me, really?
You never put your phone in the washing machine?
Mm-mm. No, but I'm up. Yeah, but I'm uptight like that. Like, I don't even leave Kleenex in my pocket. I rarely, like, I washed a $20 bill a while back, and ever since, I'm a pocket checker. I, every time. I'm really, I'm serious about it. You know what?
I'm
seriously,
not collecting the money.
You know what device lives in fear of me is I've got a Surface tablet, and I have ruined more keyboards for my tablet than you can. I think I want to say I've ruined three of them. I thought I was going to ruin a fourth. I spilled coffee all over it at the Super Bowl on Radio Row.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I was trying to help somebody else. I was trying to help somebody else with their deal, and I reached across the table. I'm the worst about putting a lid on coffee, and I know better. And I usually don't even put the coffee on the table. So I've got a full cup of coffee. It's on the table, no lid, and just the cord. We had those like sportscaster headphone mics on, and I jumped up to try and help somebody else with something, which that was my first mistake because they would never help me. And then second of all, I just caught it and spilled all over the thing. But
yeah, that
lived.
Sounds like something I might do.
Yeah. Well, all right. So what did we learn here? What did we learn here today? No rice for the phone. Don't do laundry drunk and put a lid on your coffee. Those
exactly perfect. Those are the only three things you need to know.
Yeah, no, it's good.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning. Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Not joking, my whole world's turned upside down today. Number one, on the good side, Michael Lasso, former associate producer of the Chet Buchanan Show, being honored this morning. I meant to go look and see that. I want to say it's the city. Is doing, but it might be the county. I don't know, but he's getting an award this morning. Nope, city council. So it is the county. City council. That would be the city, wouldn't it now? He's getting an award for saving the judge's life when the dude jumped over the thing. He's the guy that was putting the jackhammer to him and a couple of hammer fists. And you'll also, it's so funny, anybody who knows this guy, you didn't even have to be able to see the picture. You'll hear if, next time, because they'll show it a bunch of times today, I'm sure. You'll hear him going, whoa, 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 whoa. That is quintessential Michael Lasso, and who we knew as Sandwich on this show. So that's exciting. Then we heard, then we find out Apple says, stop putting your phone in rice. If you get it wet, it'll be fine. You know, generally they've tried to make it so that it's okay if you drop it in the toilet, as long as you fish it out right away. Now this, a new study saying that you can skip working out Monday through Friday and still get in shape. You got to go really hard on the weekend, but you can get it done. They looked at weekend warriors, people who like to cram all their exercise into just a few days, and they found that that's okay too. The goal just needs to be 150 minutes of exercise a week. That means 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, or an hour and 15, 2 days a week, or, you know, like me, 15 minutes every 6 months. I think you got to do more than that. But as long as you get in the 150 minutes, it might not matter. Weekend warriors in the study got an average of just under 148 minutes of exercise in on the weekend. And it's still, God, what's that? Almost 2.5 hours. It still zapped belly fat and kept them in shape. You do have to work out harder if you want to go the weekend warrior route. Those people did get the same number of minutes in as the 5 day a week crowd, but their workouts tended to be higher intensity. So yeah, so your 2.5 hour walk, or as you call it, hike. You know, we, you know, but still, hey, it's better than just thinking you're a piece of garbage. Now, at least in your own mind, or at least in my own mind, you know, if you slack off a day or two, you still have a chance to at least make it up a little bit. J-Lo tickets, Bruno Mars tickets, all coming up in the next 20 minutes. We'll tell you about it in just a few.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Nicole Anderson from the East Side. How's your world today?
Pretty Pretty good. How are you doing?
Yeah, you know what? Not so bad for a gloomy day. You know what I mean?
It was a gloomy day.
I know, right? But the good news is by this weekend, it's supposed to be like 70 again. So this is going to be awesome.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
Yeah, no. It'll be great. You ready for your 177-second survey?
I am ready.
All right, Dan. Tell us about when you destroyed your phone.
Is it bad?
No, I don't know. I just, I'm not a phone destroyer. I'm super lucky, and I realize I'm totally jinxing myself. Like, I'll drop my phone maybe once a year, but I've never broken one. I've never dropped one in water or anything like that. My Surface tablet, the keyboard is constantly in danger. I've spilled more stuff on my Surface tablet keyboard than I think anything else. But usually everybody has a story about destroying their phone. Are you a phone destroyer?
I have never destroyed my phone. I've broken several of my face plates and glass and that whatnot, but I have luckily never destroyed my phone.
What's the best story about destroying the glass on your phone?
I dropped it and then accidentally stepped on it. So that was like...
That's always good because it's no. It's like the Bounty commercials. No. And then double no. And you feel that crunch underneath your feet.
Yes, exactly. Yes, there was a crunch. And I was like, oh, no. That's it.
Oh, no.
Done.
Yeah, that's rough. Well, I don't know if you heard. Apple is saying now, don't put your phone in rice if you get it wet. Don't do that. Because the USB-C port is bigger now, and they're worried about you getting rice in your phone. They're like, that's worse. Yeah.
That is
like we've taken precautions for the whole wet part of it. But as far as the putting stuff in the USB-C port is not good. I was reading something today. 49% of Americans host guests at least once a year. Can you confirm or deny? Do you have people that come and stay with you all the time?
No, thank goodness.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. That's a great question, but I'm not the type, like, you know, family and friends, sure, every once in a while, but not really the type to have people, like, stay. Like, you can come and visit, but I don't like people to stay so much.
I get it. We have a super great guest room, and we never have anybody there, and then I was like, God, are my wife and I antisocial? And you know what we realized is that all of our friends are here. We don't we have friends in other places, but they don't come to Vegas a lot. And if they do, shouldn't shock anybody that if they do come to Vegas, they have a motorhome. So I don't want to say that we're redneck, but I mean a little, just a little bit. All right. I think that's enough for one day. Oh, last question. Are you going to choose Jennifer Lopez or Bruno Mars?
Bruno Mars all the way.
You got it. I'm going to make the same. I'm going to try and go. My wife and I really want to go. We haven't seen Bruno. We saw him New Year's a few years ago and we're due. So we're going to try and get tickets for that same show. And if you see me, I will buy you drinks.
Oh, that's awesome. I will take you up on that.
I know Odyssey Legal doesn't like me to say things like that, but I'm saying it and they can't stop.
Well, I didn't hear anything. I heard nothing.
You're a good friend. All right. Hang on one second. We'll get everything all set up. Hang on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
I appreciate that when we have each other's backs like that. That's good. So what that means is J-Lo tickets for Relationship Rehab in just a minute. It's a last minute emergency Relationship Rehab. This is a lot like yesterday. If you heard, wasn't it yesterday that we had where the 40-year-old mom got together with her son's 19-year-old friend, good Lord, and she wanted to know whether she should tell her son about it. And I think we all agreed, no. sure, you're welcome to do whatever it is that you would like to do if you never want them to talk to you again. I get the sense And I may be wrong. And it always, and I do tend to change my mind a little once we tell the story out loud. But this really feels like that kind of a relationship rehab. Sure, they've committed to do something. They want to back out. It's just the commit date is just a few days away, and they would like to back out, and with good reason. The problem is, this relationship may be ruined forever.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Pretty exciting, one of our own. We've told this story 1,000 times. Used to be known as Sandwich on the Chet Buchanan Show. Michael Lasso getting an award from the city council today. Here's the one thing that I know. First of all, bro, how are you? Michael. Adrian,
oh, there
what
we
happened?
Go. There we go. I'm sorry. There we go.
No, it's good. Hey, just like old times. It's just like old times. First of all, how are you? You good?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's been a little crazy, you know, since the video came out and all that, but I've been doing real good, Chet. Like I said before, I appreciate you having me on the show, and, you know, it's good to catch up.
No, buddy, here's the funniest thing. And Kayla called and said, did you hear the story of the guy, you know, going after the judge? And I'm like, yeah, what about it? She goes, go back. Did you see? She's like, did you see who that was? And I'm like, no, I really didn't. And then I kid you not, I looked it up and I got distracted for half a second once the video started. And I heard you go, whoa, 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 whoa. And I went, because I'm like, I know that dude right away.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I've seen that thing everywhere. I've seen it on TikTok and Twitter and, you know, my memes and everything. I mean, it's insane.
It's weird how life changes in just a second, isn't it?
Oh, that's for sure. You know, I mean, from one minute, you know, I'm kind of just a law clerk. No one really cares about it. And then the next second, you know, it's like your whole name is plastered all over the world. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I know you ended up doing Good Morning America. What else? What other big shows had you on?
Yeah, Good Morning America. They were incredible. They sent out a crew, did an interview along with I did Inside Edition. I also did all the local channels. You know, it was honestly, I mean, it was just such a crazy experience. It's something I was never expecting. You know, I had so many different people call. You know, I had people reach out to me from WWE. I had people reach out from all over, you know, people from different countries. I mean, you know, really the support was unbelievable, not only for me, but also for the judge and the marshal. I mean, it was pretty unbelievable.
Well, yeah. And I asked your dad, and I think he thought I was joking, but did you hurt your hand?
No. I mean, you know, a couple of scrapes, but nothing too crazy, you know. And thankfully, I was okay. The judge was okay. You know, the marshal kind of unfortunately took the brute force of it, but he's recovering, yeah. Thank God. And you know, it could have been so much worse. So I'm just happy, you know, kind of you know, it ended the way it did.
Okay. Now this is just boys, and you don't have to answer any of this because I realize that there also might be implications and repercussions and whatnot. Yeah. But that was when you switched to the hammer fist. I figured that's right. I asked your dad. I said, "So did he break a knuckle? Because that's usually when you switch from, you know, where you're throwing punches, you go to the hammer fist. That usually means you hurt your hand, and so you hit him with the meat part because there's no bones there." I was proud of you though. You didn't scramble. You got right into the scrap.
You know, it's a small space in there. I was just doing the best I could to help. You know, it was such a crazy situation. Everything happened so fast. You know, you're kind of just figuring things out. But, you know, like I said before, you know, I'm kind of happy it turned out the way it did and everything was okay, yeah. You know. It was just such a wild, crazy experience. But like I said, the outpour and the support from the whole, you know, not only the city but the country and even from outside the country, it's just so humbling and incredible. So,
yeah. And I'm glad we haven't caught up since this whole thing happened because I knew that everybody was coming at you. And so you didn't need you didn't need one more piling on. But today seemed like the perfect day. What is this thing? Are they giving you a special commendation today at City Council?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm going down to City Hall. I'm actually heading there right now. I'm going to be meeting up with the mayor, and I guess she's going to be giving me an honorary award for Citizen of the Month. So I'm just, you know, I honestly couldn't believe when she called me. I was like, "Do you know whose number this is? Like, you know, is this? Are you sure you made the right call?" And right. You know, it's so crazy.
God, and your parents, they couldn't be prouder. They just couldn't. I guarantee it.
They are. They're incredible. You know, the support they've given me has just been incredible, and. And, you know, like I said before, the whole experience is just so, so surreal, you know?
Well, they've always been that way. Your parents have always been so proud of you, and so have we. You're a great dude. And just, you know what? I feel happy for the judge that you were the guy that was there because it didn't, the more I looked at that, I went, yeah, it doesn't shock me at all that you took care of business. So, just, we're super proud of you, man. And I haven't told you since you left, but it was great having you around, and we knew you were meant for much bigger things than this stupid show. So we should catch up and have a beer soon, and the deal that we made off the air, that deal stands. So go take care of your other obligations, and
absolutely, I'll be taking you up on that, and I really do appreciate all the kind words. It's so nice catching up. It's so nice being back on the show, and I really do appreciate it again. So thank you.
Anytime. Obviously, we need muscle. We're calling you first.
Well, I told the judge now I might have to start going to court in gym shorts.
Right. Right? And with your hands wrapped, ready to get just ready for action. All about that action, boss. That's awesome. All right. Have a great day. I'm going to text your dad right now just because I miss him, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much again. Have a good one.
All right, brother. We'll see you. That's Michael Lasso. He's getting an award from the mayor today in front of the city council for stepping up when that guy tried to attack the judge. And and he used to. I was gonna Adrian. I was gonna tease him at the very. So part of what sold us on Michael and I just love him. He was the president of his fraternity. And he wanted to be in radio. Like his dad's a lawyer, so his dad was kind of pushing him towards that, but he wanted to do something fun and just see if it was interesting to him. Yeah. So he got a scholarship through the Nevada Broadcasters Association and I think I hosted the gala that year, and I went up and said, "Hey, any of you guys want an internship? Come and talk to me first, because we'll have some fun and we'll throw you right into the mix." And Michael came up to me that night and just said, "I want that internship." And so and came on the show. But it was so funny. Part of what we said, we go, "Can you cut video?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, I can cut video. Oh, we can cut video." We did, I think it was Chihuahua races. We used to do Chihuahua. We might have to bring that back this year. Chihuahua races. and we did video for it. There was like a year and a half. We were like, hey, Chihuahua Races video done yet? No, I'm working on it. And it just became a running joke. This video. Oh, yeah, no, I should have it done next week. It's great stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, by the way, before we do anything else, later on this morning, former associate producer of the Chet Buchanan Show, Michael Lasso, is going to be honored by the city, the county. I'm sure they're doing a day in his honor. I think if you get a speeding ticket, you can send it to him and he can get it taken care of for you. I don't know, but Michael Lasso, better known as Samich on this show, was with us, you know, pre-pandemic for about a year and a half, I think. And if I had to guess, it was around then. And he was the guy that when the dude tried to jump over the bench and get after the judge, he's the guy that saved her life. And the judge will tell you that. And he is going to be honored this morning. I'm sending him a text right now. I would love to have him on the show. Would love to. But even more than that, I haven't talked to him forever. I sent him a couple of texts after the whole thing went down, but I knew everybody was all over him. So I just kind of just let it marinate a little bit. But yeah, I think it's time to properly honor our buddy for all of that. And I just think it's cool. See, good things do come out of this show on occasion. It's awesome. Adrian, there's hope, bro. There's hope. Does your mic work?
Are you able to hear me, Chet?
Did you turn it on? I hear you in the background. I don't know if we hear you in the foreground or not.
Oh, wait a minute. I feel like this is a background situation. See what happens when I'm by myself, Chet.
You're pulling back a little too much, curtain. So listen, this is the big story. This is the big story that that everybody's telling today. So we know that mixing water with electronics is bad. Mixing water with uncooked rice supposedly is good, right? So we all know about the quote unquote hack. If you drop your phone in the toilet, right? How are you supposed to dry your phone out? You put it in a bag of rice. We all know this. Put it in a bag or a bowl of rice. We've heard this for years. Apple is coming out today now saying, do not do it. iPhones are more sophisticated than they used to be. As we all know, they all claim to be able to handle certain levels of water. They even have a liquid detection warning on the new iPhones that tell you if your USB-C port gets wet. They say don't. Why? Okay, don't. Oh, I see why. They say dry the phone with a cloth. Tap the phone gently to drain the water out of the ports. Leave the phone in like a dry area with airflow. Don't put cables in it till it's completely dry. They also say, don't insert a foreign object like a cotton swab or a paper towel into the connector, because don't try to help is really what they're saying. And don't put your iPhone in a bag of rice, because the rice could get up in the USB-C port and damage your iPhone. Everything we ever knew is wrong. With that in mind, will you call 702-364-9898? Caller number 25 right now. We've got a special, man, remember when we used to do these all the time? Now let's bring it back. A special screening. We'll give you 4 tickets to go see Dune Part 2 Monday night at Town Square. We'll put you in a drawing. You got a 1 in 5 shot, 1 in 4 shot, I think. Don't hold me to that. You've got a really good shot at getting a gift card to Brio that's well enough for dinner for 4. It's like $400 to go to Brio there in Town Square. So that would be nice. Dinner and a movie. Caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. And all I want to know is how did you destroy your phone? I am not a phone destroyer, but there's another in my electronics. There's an object that literally just shakes in fear every time I go to touch it, because the chances of me destroying this device are every single time I touch it are really, really good.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
All my favorite songs, and it wakes me up in the morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
You guys are my favorite.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Carrie, first things first, you're caller number 25. We got 4 tickets for you to go see Dune Part 2, and we might even be sending you to dinner. So that's good, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Did you hear the other thing that you're not supposed to, if you drop your phone in the toilet, you're not supposed to put it in a bag of rice anymore. Now what do we do?
I don't know. That's just a staple, right?
I guess you just dry it with a cloth, and then I'd be inclined to like hit it with the hair dryer, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if you're supposed to do that or not. I don't know. So when did you destroy your phone?
Which time?
What's the first one that comes to mind?
A washing machine. It was years and years and years ago. So there's been a pool. There's been, yeah.
So. That's why you don't do laundry when you're drunk.
That's right. True.
that's awesome. So you washed your phone?
Yes. Yes, for sure. At least once.
Really?
You never put your phone in the washing machine?
Mm-mm. No, but I'm up. Yeah, but I'm uptight like that. Like, I don't even leave Kleenex in my pocket. I rarely, like, I washed a $20 bill a while back, and ever since, I'm a pocket checker. Every time. I'm serious about it. You know what? Seriously,
I'm not collecting the money.
You know what device lives in fear of me is I've got a Surface tablet, and I have ruined more keyboards for my tablet than you can. I want to say I've ruined 3 of them. I thought I was going to ruin a 4th. I spilled coffee all over it at the Super Bowl on Radio Row.
Oh, no.
And I was trying to help somebody else. I was trying to help somebody else with their deal, and I reached across the table. I'm the worst about putting a lid on coffee, and I know better. And I usually don't even put the coffee on the table. So I've got a full cup of coffee. It's on the table, no lid, and just the cord. We had those like sportscaster headphone mics on, and I jumped up to try and help somebody else with something, which that was my first mistake, because they would never help me. And then second of all, I just caught it and spilled all over the thing. But
yeah, that sounds like something I might do.
Well, all right. So what did we learn here? What did we learn here today? No rice for the phone. Don't do laundry drunk, and put a lid on your coffee. Those
exactly. Perfect. That's the only 3 things you need to know.
No, it's good.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Not joking. My whole world's turned upside down today. Number one, on the good side, Michael Lasso, former associate producer of the Chet Buchanan Show, being honored this morning. I meant to go look and see that. I want to say it's the city is doing, but it might be the county. I don't know, but he's getting an award this morning. Nope, city council. So it is the county. City council. That would be the city, wouldn't it now? He's getting an award for saving the judge's life when the dude jumped over the thing. He's the guy that was putting the jackhammer to him and a couple of hammer fists. And you'll also, it's so funny, anybody who knows this guy, you didn't even have to be able to see the picture. You'll hear next time, because they'll show it a bunch of times today, I'm sure. You'll hear him going, whoa, 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 whoa. That is quintessential Michael Lasso, and who we knew as Sandwich on this show. So that's exciting. Then we heard, then we find out Apple says, stop putting your phone in rice. If you get it wet, it'll be fine. You know, generally, they've tried to make it so that it's okay if you drop it in the toilet, as long as you fish it out right away. Now this, a new study saying that you can skip working out Monday through Friday and still get in shape. You got to go really hard on the weekend, but you can get it done. They looked at weekend warriors, people who like to cram all their exercise into just a few days, and they found that that's okay too. The goal just needs to be 150 minutes of exercise a week. That means 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, or an hour and 15, 2 days a week, or, you know, like me, 15 minutes every 6 months. I think you got to do more than that. But as long as you get in the 150 minutes, it might not matter. Weekend warriors in the study got an average of just under 148 minutes of exercise in on the weekend. And it's still, God, what's that? Almost 2.5 hours. It still zapped belly fat and kept them in shape. You do have to work out harder if you want to go the weekend warrior route. Those people did get the same number of minutes in as the 5 day a week crowd, but their workouts tended to be higher intensity. So yeah, so your 2.5 hour walk, or as you call it, hike, you know, we, you know, but still, hey, it's better than just thinking you're a piece of garbage. Now, at least in your own mind, or at least in my own mind, you know, if you slack off a day or two, you still have a chance to at least make it up a little bit. J-Lo tickets, Bruno Mars tickets, all coming up in the next 20 minutes. We'll tell you about it in just a few.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Nicole Anderson from the East Side. How's your world today?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Yeah, you know what? Not so bad for a gloomy day. You know what I mean?
It was a gloomy day.
I know, right? But hey, the good news is by this weekend, it's supposed to be like 70 again. So this is going to be awesome.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
Yeah, no. It'll be great. You ready for your 177-second survey?
I am ready.
All right, then. Tell us about when you destroyed your phone.
Is it bad?
No, I don't know. I just, I'm not a phone destroyer. I'm super lucky, and I realize I'm totally jinxing myself. Like, I'll drop my phone maybe once a year, but I've never broken one. I've never dropped one in water or anything like that. My Surface tablet, the keyboard is constantly in danger. I've spilled more stuff on my Surface tablet keyboard than I think anything else. But usually everybody has a story about destroying their phone. Are you a phone destroyer?
I have never destroyed my phone. I've broken several of my, faceplates and glass and that whatnot, but I have luckily never destroyed my phone.
What's the best story about destroying the glass on your phone?
I dropped it and then accidentally stepped on it. So that was like,
That's always good because it's no. It's like the Bounty commercials. No. And then double no. And you feel that crunch underneath your feet.
Yes, exactly. Yes, there was a crunch. And I was like, oh, no. That's it.
Oh, no.
Done.
Yeah, that's rough. Well, I don't know if you heard. Apple is saying now, don't put your phone in rice if you get it wet. Don't do that. Because the USB-C port is bigger now, and they're worried about you getting rice in your phone. They're like, that's worse. Yeah.
That is
like we've taken precautions for the whole wet part of it. But as far as the putting stuff in the USB-C port is not good. I was reading something today. 49% of Americans host guests at least once a year. Can you confirm or deny? Do you have people that come and stay with you all the time?
No, thank goodness.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. That's a great question, but I'm not the type, like, you know, family and friends, sure, every once in a while, but not really the type to have people, like, stay. Like, you can come and visit, but I don't like people to stay so much.
I get it. We have a super great guest room, and we never have anybody there, and then I was like, God, are my wife and I antisocial? You know what we realized is that all of our friends are here. We don't we have friends in other places, but they don't come to Vegas a lot. And if they do, shouldn't shock anybody that if they do come to Vegas, they have a motorhome. So, yes, we, you know, I don't want to say that we're redneck, but I mean a little, just a little bit. All right, I think I think that's enough for one day. Oh, last question: are you going to choose Jennifer Lopez or Bruno Mars?
Bruno Mars, all the way.
You got it. I'm going to make the same. I'm going to try and go. My wife and I really want to go. We haven't seen Bruno. We saw him New Year's a few years ago, and we're due. So we're going to try and get tickets for that same show. And if you see me, I will buy you drinks.
Oh, that's awesome. I will take you up on that.
I know Odyssey Legal doesn't like me to say things like that, but I'm saying it, and they can't stop.
Well, I didn't hear anything. I heard nothing.
You're a good friend. All right. Hang on one second. We'll get everything all set up. Hang on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
I appreciate that when we have each other's backs like that. That's good. So what that means is J-Lo tickets for Relationship Rehab in just a minute. It's a last minute emergency relationship rehab. This is a lot like yesterday. If you heard, wasn't it yesterday that we had the where the 40-year-old mom got together with her son's 19-year-old friend, good Lord, and she wanted to know whether she should tell her son about it. And I think we all agreed, no. sure, you're welcome to do whatever it is that you would like to do if you never want them to talk to you again. I get the sense, and I may be wrong, and it always, and I do tend to change my mind a little once we tell the story out loud, but this really feels like that kind of a relationship rehab. Sure, they've committed to do something. They want to back out. It's just the commit date is just a few days away, and they would like to back out, and with good reason. The problem is, this relationship may be ruined forever.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The other show got wind that I was telling. The other show got wind that I told Michael that I'd give him. So Michael Lasso is the clerk at the court where the guy tried to jump over the bench and get to the judge. And he pretty much got in the way, and him and one of the marshals and Michael has gotten a lot of love for it. And rightfully so. He's the guy that was raining down the punches and the whoa, when the guy tried to jump over the bench. And so we just caught up a couple of minutes ago. And when I was texting him earlier, he said, yeah, I have to go on this other show. And I'm like, great, we'll slide you in before relationship rehab. And I said, and by the way, and I was joking, sort of. And I said, I'll give you $20 for every time you mention Chet Buchanan Show on the other show, and maximum of 500. And he goes, you're on. And then apparently the other show has gone to him and said, you can't mention us anymore.
I hope he does it anyway.
That's right. That's what I said. I go, hey, $20 is $20. It's just so petty. It's on both ends, admittedly. But my brand of petty is different. My brand of petty is just funny. The other brand of petty is just like whatever. So anyway. Relationship, moving on, relationship rehab. Okay. Serious now. Wow. Kevin is scheduled to donate his kidney. I'm going to switch back to actually reading the email from Kevin. I am scheduled to donate my kidney to my brother-in-law in 3 days. They put in the subject line, emergency, capital letters, emergency relationship rehab. This was a couple of days ago, so it's supposed to be on Friday. Now I'm having some serious doubts. I am terrified of this procedure and what it will mean for my health moving forward. This whole thing was not even my idea. Every step of the way, I was pushed by my sister. Now, oh, okay, yeah, I got it. So your sister's husband needs a kidney. Got it. Every step of the way, I was pushed by my sister. Now here I am, and I don't want to do this. I mean, this guy is her second husband. How do I even know it will be her last? What if this guy divorces my sister and heads off with my kidney? That's just funny, too. Hey, Judge, can we work this out in the settlement? If this were a blood relative, that's one thing. But a brother-in-law? My parents say it is ultimately my choice. But this will shove a huge wedge between my sister and I. Her husband really needs this kidney. What if I had a legitimate sounding medical excuse to get out of it? Well, that's one way. Should I still do it even if I don't want to? I know what I think. 702-364-9898. We still have JLo tickets to give to you. We'd like to do that now if we could. Clear your schedule for Saturday, July 20th at T-Mobile. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m., right about the time that Kevin is going to donate his kidney. Sorry, the world is funny to me right now. I apologize. Everything is funny. 702-364-9898. You can't, I'll tip my hand right now a little bit. You can't back out of this, can you? Not now. You can't get out of it. It's too late. Friday. I'm not even sure at what point you could have backed out of it. Like after you say yes, that's it, right? Oh, man. Okay, we got a lot to talk about.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
All my favorite songs, and it wakes me up in the morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
You guys are my favorite.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Tabitha's in Centennial Hills going to J-Lo in July. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? Okay, now to this other thing, though. Kevin said he was going to donate his kidney to his brother-in-law on Friday, and now he wants to back out. Is there... You can't back out now, can you?
Yes, you can.
Wow.
I just think that's a big, life-changing decision.
On both
sure
ends.
I felt like it was okay. Yeah, no, yeah. I get you're going to save somebody, but at the end of the day, you're like, yes, I'll do it for you because you feel bad. But once it gets to that moment, it's like, no, I would have said no to begin with, but that's just me.
Right. Well, that was kind of my other question was, at what point, so you think you can jump out whenever?
Yeah.
Because now would be whenever.
Right.
Wow. Wow. I'm just going to keep saying it.
I don't know if it's like selfish on my part, but I mean, you got to change a lot of things in your life too. If you're going to donate a kidney, that's just huge.
Right. But after you've said, and I hear you and I get it. I don't sweat you on that. It's, that's just tough. Like, so after you've said, yeah, for me, after you've said yes, you've said yes. You're saving my life. And then now 48 hours ahead, you're saying, no, sorry. You know, it's just.
Yeah.
You're never going to talk to your sister. Like, you'll never talk to your sister again.
No, absolutely not.
I would imagine.
It's hard.
Yeah, I would. No, and I respect it though. I mean, I do. I respect it, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you saying it. I mean, because you could have taken the easy route and gone, no, you're right, and just you know, give me my J-Lo tickets, and you could have left. I mean, you stood up for yourself. I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang on 1 second. 702-364-9898. Again, like yesterday. So, okay. We got one. I don't know, man. I really do appreciate the idea of you can get out of this anytime you want. I'm not sure that's real life. We could use some more help. 702-364-9898.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, thank you, as always, for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. Co-host situation, I don't want to say it's in limbo, because that's not true. It's moving forward. There have been preliminary decisions made. It's now kind of out of my hands and into the corporate folks' hands. There's other folks that want to sign off, and then, you know, contracts have to get done. Don't be surprised if you hear more than one new voice, not necessarily on this show, but not for nothing. We were shocked at the number of people that we had. Over 200-ish applicants, which is a lot. It really is. It's a lot in a situation like this. We didn't market it at all. It was a lot of it was word of mouth, and the quality of candidates, as you may have noticed, was really, really strong. It was super strong. So now things are moving forward. Hopefully we'll have news soon. Thank you for asking. I'm fine. Everything's good. Sometimes it's just about finding a rhythm, and I did this job similarly, not a morning show, but I was a DJ for a lot of years, doing afternoons and nights and stuff like that. So I can handle it for now, but it would be nice to have somebody to kind of hang out with a little more. And Adrian's still here and everything. We're moving forward. That's all. Just thank you for coming and hanging out. This is weird to me that movies are doing this. Have you seen that Bob Marley movie yet? I have not, and I really do want to see it. It weirds me out. I understand if you mess around with the truth, like Griselda, Sofia Vergara. I don't care how much makeup you put on her and all of the prosthetics and the whatnot. She doesn't look like the real Griselda. Griselda was not, was just, she wasn't. And so that, but I get that. You take a little poetic license. You still go ahead with the movie. That happens sometimes. You can't just make stuff up. In Bob Marley One Love, 7 guys try to kill Bob Marley. That's history. We all know that. Okay, I'm gonna give you a spoiler on this. Apparently, at some point in the movie, somebody goes and tries to apologize to Bob Marley, and Bob forgives him. It never happened. I don't understand why they do that stuff. I hear the movie's good, though. I do. Even though I make stuff up. I hear, yeah. So, and sometimes you got to make stuff up to make the movie better. But I don't know why they, why this.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
If you're feeling kind of down these last couple of days, because we've had the, you know, clouds and rain, you know, and rain and some of the, you know, it's just been, it's, you know, funky. And sometimes these short weeks will throw you out of sync. I'm doing pretty good. I just saw this thing and it's weird for me. I don't know if it's just kiwi. Or if it's you know, if it's like oranges or whatever. Eating kiwi, this is the story. Eating kiwi can improve your mood in just 4 days. There was a university study. They examined about 150 adults, maybe a few more, with low vitamin C. They either gave them vitamin C supplement, placebo, total fake, or two kiwi fruits daily. Those who ate the kiwi experienced improved mood and vitality in just 4 days. The supplements, was okay. And I guess it kept growing for about 2 weeks on that. I don't know. Here's what Snoop Dogg would like to enter the chat. He can make you feel better in about 4 minutes. That's Snoop Dogg has got his own natural idea with that.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Here's what I learned growing up from the movies and TV shows and whatnot. You don't mess around in Turkey. They don't play in Turkey. This woman, she's... I don't know, man. Life in her own hands. A woman tried to leave a hospital in Istanbul, Turkey, without paying for plastic surgery procedures. Plastic surgery has gone too far, I think. There's folks, you know, rarely does it all work out the way you think it's gonna. You know what I mean? A clip that you may have seen on social. Did you see the woman trying to run out of the hospital? In her hospital robe, they're trying to keep her from leaving. Her face is all swollen and bandaged, and she's screaming and yelling, and they're screaming and yelling. Eventually, she was later taken back to the hospital because, well, you can't just run out with your face all swollen up and bandaged and whatnot, and they'd really like you to pay the bill. It's just bizarre. It's just bizarre stuff. That's all. It's just weird.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
How did we get here already? It's the more you know before we go. What you may not know is the town of Hum, H-U-M, Croatia, is the smallest town in the world. The town itself, smaller than a football field. Population of just 24 people. Still, they have a museum, an inn, two churches, and even a liqueur that is unique to Hum, Croatia, called Biska, which you cannot find anywhere else in the world. And I don't know why somebody else just doesn't go, sure, we'll make that available here. But I guess it's out of respect and to honor, you know, their uniqueness. I suppose. Vanna White, believe it or not, Vanna White, you know her from Wheel of Fortune. How about this? Over 7,000 episodes of Wheel of Fortune. Vanna White has worn a different dress on every single episode. She does not get to keep them. And my guess is they pull that same move that, oh, don't act like you never, that they tuck the tags and take them back. I'll bet. I'll bet. If you made, this is how much a billion is. When people talk about $1 billion, if you made $5,000 a day since, and assuming Christopher Columbus, you know what, well, if you just go from when he first arrived in America, you made $5,000 a day since that happened, you still would not have $1 billion. You would finally get there in 2040. Finance nerds, we know you'll ask, this is without compounding. It's just if you had $5,000 a day. There were proposals in the 1600s to use an upside down or crooked exclamation point as a way to show that sarcasm. That's because we don't have a and man, couldn't you use that when you were texting now to just be able to go, I'm kidding. It's all just jokes. That's the more you know. Before we go, yeah, this seems like a good place to get out. And again, if you make it through, I said something similar to this yesterday, but look, you get through today, you're halfway done. You're halfway to Friday. It's a beautiful thing. So keep grinding. Have an amazing day. Thank you for hanging out with us. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll meet back here tomorrow.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.